Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Willie V, aka Bull Boy Kennels. In today's tutorial, we're going to be looking at one of the features that were updated with Expose, and that is the blue glowing border around your open windows. And what I mean by that is when you go into Expose view, you get this blue glow that is defined on the window that you have selected. Now, some folks may not like this color and you may want it to be different. Now, keep in mind, I'm gonna change mine to a gray color, even though I'm using a gray background. So you can kinda mess around with that color depending on how you want. I wouldn't really go with a dark color, and I'll show you as to why. You may wanna try to stick with a brighter color. And this could be the reason why they went with a very light blue. So first thing we'll need to do is we need to go to the location of where these images are at. So you want to go to your main hard drive, your system, your library, core services, and then you want to find the dock item within core services. Once you have that, go ahead and control click and go to show package contents. Once you have that opened up, you'll go into the contents folder, the resources folder, and here you'll see two images. One is called Expose Window Selection Big and Expose Selection Small. Now, I've already gone in and opened these up. You can use pretty much any graphic editor that you want to change the colors or just make your own if you want. I suggest that you at least keep a copy of the originals, just so if you ever need to put it back or you just don't like it, you still have it. So I'll probably recommend either saving it, renaming it, or at least, you know, backing it up. I'm going to take these two images, delete these out. As you can see, I did have to put in my password because it is part of the system files. And one thing you might want to note is when I tried to delete these, it won't let me delete them. So I'll just show you real quick. That's, it won't allow me to delete that at all. So that's why I have terminal open, do RM. Don't have to do anything else because I just don't have any other pictures in there. Go ahead and select that, stick it in, and it's now gone. So as I said, I've already changed mine, and I have them here. Here are my original ones, which I've named original. And then here are the backup copies that I've made. So I'm going to select the copies that I've made for that to modify this color. I'm going to add those in. You will need to authenticate, as you can see. Put in your password. And now we have these in here. But one thing you'll notice is now that they're in here, when I go ahead and go into Expose, it's still blue. Reason for that is because we need to go into Terminal, and basically we need to reset our dock. So in Terminal, when you have Terminal open, just type in kill all dock. Dock is with a capital D, not a lowercase d, because it is case sensitive. And go ahead and hit Return. Your dock go ahead and reset. And now when we go into Expose, you can see that now I have a gray border. And like I said, I use the gray color, even though I have a gray background, so that's going to be a little hard to see, which is why I said try to go with a brighter color. You know, if you're going to be using the same colored background. But I really don't mind. I actually prefer the gray. So that's how I went about doing mine. Anyways, hope you enjoyed that quick tip on how to change the glow around your Expose window. Keep in mind, you will need to go into your hard drive, system folder, library, core services, and then find the dock application icon. Once you have that icon, control click, show all packages, then go into the contents folder and resources folder, and you'll see the two images, Expose window selection big and Expose selection window small. And like I said, make sure you keep a backup of those so you don't use them as... See, here I have my backup, which I can actually just take, put back in here. I'll just re-authenticate this. That way they're just in the same location. I don't have to worry about it. And I've just renamed them just to have their name original. So that way, if I ever want to change it back, I can surely do so. Anyways, this is Willie V, a.k.a. Bull Boy Kennels of iTexture.com. And as always, thank you for taking the time to watch.